I'm Ian, I'm peeing, I'm Ian, peeing Ian.
I'm Ian, I'm skiing, Ian, skiing.
I'm not doing this.
Damn it, Ray!
Ray takes away all the fun.
All right, Dad.
I only realized like halfway through the second one that, it was going to be me next, and I'm like, oh no.
I'm Evan, Revan, Evan. The Audacity. Electric Company.
That's weird. Let's try again.
All right.
My advanced permissions for the channel were gone. They seem to be back now.
Oh. All right.
That was very strange.
Are you,
oh my.
Did you get your PC back yet?
Oh, no.
Huh.
No. Not at all. I'm actually using, Scott's old machine at the moment.
Okay.
Because his video...
What happened to your old machine?
It couldn't play PUBG well. That's why I got rid of it to begin with. So, he gave me his old machine, which did... it does okay. I have to turn all the, you know, all the settings down, but I can play. PUBG, donkey. Player Unknown Battleground.
Donkey!
Which for some reason has been, like, named PUBG Battlegrounds, which is... Player Unknown Battlegrounds.
That's when you take out your deck card.
Yeah. Or your ATM machine.
Yeah. I'm old Ray and I'm from Western PA. We don't have those. We have Mac machines.
I love the Mac machine.
I also love the Mac machine and I will always go to the Mac machine and I still go to Mac machines.
I think it still counts. It's a money access center. It's very literal.
Do you still not know what PUBG is? Is that what I'm getting? Have you ever heard of Battle Royale? It's a battle royale where 100 players land on a map and there's a circle that moves and you have to stay in the circle and you have to find guns and kill each other. Only one wins.
Don't call it Fortnite. Ray gets mad.
That is a true story.
No, Big Mac is love Big Mac.
What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go to Burger King. They call it Quarter Pounder with Cheese. And a metric system.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Brain on Brad. Why can't I find a decent link for 5-star Moon Knight?
He will hit you with a croissant.
Probably.
I got to test my audio again. This thing's working, right? All right. Seems okay.
Yeah.
Checking Audacity.
Ian, here's an idea to float by you. Ray didn't seem keen on this. But wouldn't it be awesome to have a magic item that is like a red beret, where the red comes from blood that drips out of it?
I don't follow. A bloody hat?
Yes. So my guy's a GIF, right? They're like soldiers most of the time, right? So he'd be a special forces. He'd have this red beret, but the beret would actually drip blood all the time. So he'd, you know, like have drips of blood coming off of him all the time.
Hmm. That seems gross somehow.
Hmm.
Well, he also, but I think he left out the big part. This is uh-oh, based on a current magical item called the Butcher's Bib, which is a leather apron that drips blood.
Which is stolen from, it's the bib I have here. It's the Butcher's Bib, you know, from Diablo, you know. Yeah, you should put it on and it should shout out, you know, fresh meat.
Yeah, that can't be FDA compliant. I'm not in favor of that.
By the way, I have no clue who was first. I saw
oh my God, it was all of
Sartut
them.
And Energomash and I think Aestheticist. It could have been Donkey. Like, I looked back and there were like 4 people in here. So, good job, everyone. It is so far after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, is Ian ready?
Yeah. Not especially, but go ahead.
Can you finish getting ready while you're bored and ignore the first part of the show?
Yeah, absolutely. The stuff I have to block out, I can refocus and get somewhere good.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 403rd episode, numbered episode, kind of as it goes, of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray. We got Ian. Ian's busy doing stuff. I don't know. He'll pay attention later. How's it going?
It's good.
Yeah, I would say very well or beyond.
All right. This is the week of 11:15 through 11:22. In your 5-day 4-star crash! No sound effect here. Of the Titans. Okay.
Did it edit me out?
I didn't hear you at all.
Huh. It'll be a good sound effect.
Oh, my. Monday, you had Ian's boy Legion going up against Peggy. Did you lead Legion your way to victory?
I feel like I fought someone else with Legion.
Well,
but if it was Peggy, I definitely won.
It was definitely Peggy and Thor. Four-star Thor.
Oh, no, Thor. That's who I fought. I haven't fought Peggy yet. I figure that's a match I can just knock out real quick after the show, and then that counts.
No. Next week appears to be Nick Fury versus the Magneto. Boy, there's just no way Nick Fury wins that fight. I mean, what's he going to do against Magneto? Man, that seems really unfair.
Well, he's going to set traps that Magneto doesn't see, and it'll happen.
Yeah,
Some kind of gadget.
That's right. In Story World, Cosmic Chaos is running. That'll get you Kamala Khan, a Dr. Gugabong, and some Vulture Shards. Placement is Domino and some Carnage Miles. Your Puzzle Gauntlet's running. You can get yourself a Vintage Shield.
No, you can't.
In there. Oh, okay.
I got all the rewards, and I think I got three-star Vintage Shields, which I already had. It was so depressing.
Next will be The Hunt. Spider-Man, Domino, those Carnage Shards. Placement is Rai, Will.i.ams. And some shards for a new character we will talk about and be sad about later. We are in between seasons. Teenage Riot is running Kamala Khan and Nova. Placement is Peggy and some Cliff. So in the news, I need to open up a web browser. We got a 3-star and a 5-star. They're straight out of the new movie. And they make me sad, but here we go. The 3-star character is the Not Cat Goose, the Flurkin Furline, coming here. It is a purple, black, yellow character. I know what they're going for here, but boy, I really dislike this new format of release pages, by the way.
I'm just seeing it now for the first time, and I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah. So the purple ability is called Just a Cat, costs 8. Create a one-turn purple invisibility countdown tile on the board, plus one turn if Goose has used Pocket Belly in this battle. Passive, whenever Goose becomes visible, she uses a hairball. All right, I don't know what that means. The black power, Pocket Belly, 8 black. Destroy all friendly protect tiles, any invisibility tiles targeting Goose, and down the target enemy. Destroy tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Passive, if there are 10 or less friendly protect tiles, or Goose is not invisible, this ability becomes Hairball. Oh, all right. So what does Hairball do? All right, why am I not seeing a power called Hairball on the screen?
I'm looking too.
No, Pocket Belly. That's the yellow power. No, Pocket Belly's listed twice, right? And there's no Hairball?
Yes. That is correct.
Well, that is unuseful.
Yeah, so I'm...
Okay, well...
I think the second one has to be... No, never mind.
No, because it does the same thing. Yeah. It's the same text.
Yeah.
So there's a Hairball that happens where it must be amazing. That's all I know. The yellow power is called Playtime, costs 7. Create 4 strength 13 protect tiles. Passively, enemies... let's see. If Ghost hasn't used Pocket Belly in this battle, she takes 25% less damage. This is reduced to 15% damage if the enemy team includes a cosmic character. Okay. All right, so there's an insta-kill power.
Yes, there is.
And a little bit of invisibility. And a mystery hairball which kills the entire enemy team instantaneously, apparently, because it is amazing. Whatever it is, it might do. So, I don't know. If that's right, I mean, what are you talking about? 8 black for an insta-kill?
Looks like. I saw that they upped it. Is it still 8, or was it originally cheaper than 8, which seems absolutely ridiculous?
Oh, is there another post somewhere?
It was something about they originally in the forums put something out that was not good. And then they came out and were like, nah, it costs more. I wasn't on the forum, so I'm not sure. I just read that in the Discord before we started.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's got an insta-kill, which may or may not be more expensive, and a hairball, which is the greatest power you've ever seen or heard of, once you see and hear about it. Because I don't have any idea.
Yeah, no clue.
So let's we'll talk about where the rewards of this are after we get through the five star. All right, let's look at the five star. The five star is the whole Flerken family. Its biography is that it is a bunch of kittens, apparently. The yellow power. Named, it is named Together as Family, 7 yellow. Create 2 attack tiles plus 1 for each kitten countdown on the board. When Goose takes damage, create a strength tile for each ally in the battle. Well, you're gonna get a lot of strength tiles quick that way.
Yeah, it seems likely.
The purple power is called Catty Kits. Alright. It creates 4 3-turn kitten countdown tiles on basic tiles diagonally adjacent to each corner tile.
Okay.
While on the board, each tile reduces match and ability damage to Goose by 19%. If the team were to take damage, fire Catty Kits, then Goose jumps to the front. All right, so it's always jumping to the front, but taking less damage, and then creating strike or attack tiles, right? No, strike tiles from the yellow. All right. The black power called That's News. Oh, bargain at 6. Destroy 2 random tiles, prioritizing enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles. Okay, that's nice. Passive, if there's 6 or more friendly attack and 4 or more friendly kitten countdown tiles, oh no, this ability becomes How You Do It. Oh, hey, they actually say what this one does. How You Do It, 8 black. Destroy all friendly attack tiles, any kitten tiles, and down the target enemy. All right. If there are less than 6 friendly attack tiles or 4 friendly kitten countdown tiles, this reverts back to That's New.
Okay. How You Do It.
This is how you do it. This is how we do it. So, all right, both the 3-star and the 5-star have an insta-kill. The 3-star has the mystery hairball ability that kills everything in the universe. Because we still don't know what it does. But, you know, I mean, it's me, so I mean, it is what it is. I hate cats. So, I don't want any part of these characters. They're just annoying. But, let's see, so the 3-star will feed Monica Rambeau, which will feed the 5-star, and secondarily will feed Cosmo the space dog.
Sure.
I guess that makes sense.
That is correct. Bad Overlord. You make comments like that, we can't quote you.
Does somebody have a screenshot of what Hairball does?
I don't know. I don't know if it's anywhere.
So you got rewards coming up in the Hunt, Honor Among Thieves, Meat Rocket, and or Groot. The versus is called Feline Frenzy, where you can get rewards there. And the 5-star one is called Hunters in Training, worthy of Peggy Carter in there. There's the Scratching Post store. All right, that's cute. Chance to get your Flerken family in there. And the Bean Toes Vault. Chance for Flerken in there. I just want to keep saying Flerken. 40 items, one of which being the Kitties and Cats Legendary Store Token. Those store will get you a 15% chance to get 5-star Flerken Family, 5-star Kamala Khan, and 5-star Captain Marvel. Buy those for 25 CP at your whim.
Dude, there it is. Check it out.
Oh, check it out now. Funk Soul Brother.
Hairball.
I'm not going to read it.
Hairball. Create a random SAP tile. If there are 10 or more friendly protect tiles and Goose is invisible, switch back to pocket. Boy, that sounds a lot less impressive than what I was conjuring in my head. All right, so
it's only 3. That's a bargain.
Sure, but it's only counting creating one special tile.
And not that I am against this, but Energamash, a.k.a. Parandiac, said, hates cats. I'll buy stuff for Ray and Ian now. And I'm fine with that. But just so you do know, Craig is deathly allergic to cats.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he stops breathing. That being said, he hates them more than necessary.
Right.
Also true.
But I feel like I would be disproportionately vindictive over something that I knew held my life in its hands. I would feel oppressed by them, and I would lash out.
Yeah. I mean, I get them. You know, people like them. People enjoy them. It gives them comfort. However, yes, it makes me stop breathing, and that I do not enjoy.
Yeah, you dying is bad, but yeah, having a nice middle-maintenance pet, that's the dream.
Yeah. I'll stick with the fish, which are really low-maintenance pet, really. All right, so, I don't know, while we're here, as you review this new layout format, do you guys like this thing? I don't know, it seems more confusing, and I had to blow it up because I'm old, and the text was so tiny I couldn't really read it.
Right now, I don't like it because it's a massive change. I don't know if I could probably get used to it. Like, I like the imagery, you know, the added images in it. I don't understand the charts yet. But again, I just started looking at it the moment you started talking. So it might grow on me. I don't know.
All right.
I'll give it a chance.
Okay. Oh, well, that's what I got for the news. What do you guys got?
Is that everything? Did I miss half the news? Did I zone out?
If you missed the 3-star character, yes.
No, I didn't hear anything. My sheet says that there's a Rambo rebalance.
I thought we already talked about that.
Heard nothing about it.
It didn't happen before?
Nope. I thought you just led with Goose.
Yeah, I don't remember Rambo. Unless we
both not this week, out. But I thought that had happened in the past somewhere. No?
Nope. I thought you were going to use the fact that she was rewards in the Goose store as a segue to that segment.
Nope. All right. Well, we'll go. I really just kept to put that there as a placeholder to remind me to talk about this new template.
Oh, is that what we're talking about right now?
Yeah, because that article was from November 10th. So, all right, I guess that's only 5 days ago. I don't know. What do you want from me, man?
I don't know, dude. I'm sorry that I gave you too much credit for once.
What do you want from me?
Before you get into Rambo, Greg, are you like thumping something?
Oh, that's likely. I'll try and stop.
Stop that.
I was very distracted.
Stop tub thumping.
No, it was it's that, right?
Yeah, it sounds very familiar, yes.
Yeah, that was me picking up my mouse and tapping it on the table.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's the scissors all over again.
It is like the scissors.
Fidgetiest guy.
Hey, let's talk about this Rambo chick.
All right. Quitchy, take us there.
The blue power supply drone. Passive. At the start of the battle or start of your turn, if one does not exist, Monica creates a fortified repeater tile in the top row that swaps to the tile below it on each of your turns. If this is on the bottom row, remove it, generate 2 AP in all colors, and heal the lowest health ally for a burst of health. As you go up in level, it starts lower on the board and does more healing. Isn't that one of the ones that seems to never actually get there? Like, I think every time I've ever used her, it's like, oh, it's getting close. Oh, no, it's gone. So, I'm like, oh, it's getting close. No, it's gone.
The last couple times that I've had to use her, and I don't remember why, but I've taken, she's probably in like the crash or something.
She was boosted in that event. That was going on.
I actually made an effort to make matches beneath her tile to get it to the bottom faster. And then nice. I don't know what it does. Like it
gives you a little burst.
You get 2 AP and a little burst of health.
Sure, it basically disappears from the screen and then starts over the next one. But I just kept doing it because I'm like, this is helping.
Sure. It's not negative.
The red power, sword strike, 6 red. Choose a 5x5 block of tiles and deal damage to the target enemy. For each color in which you have at least 6 AP, destroy all basic tiles of that color within the chosen block. Destroyed tiles deal damage, but do not generate AP. Starting at level 4, it also destroys enemy special tiles of each color in which you have at least 6 AP.
Coming in, 5x5.
That's all I could think of in my head was 5x5.
Yep.
The purple power, undercover operation, 6 big purple. Choose a purple basic tile to become a 4-turn countdown tile that steals up to 2 AP and each of 2 random colors from the enemy. When one of these is on the board, enemy powers cost 2 more AP. If an enemy fires a power, this tile is removed, dealing damage to that enemy, even if that enemy is airborne or invisible. Oh, look at her go. At level 3, this is enemy powers cost 3 more AP. And you're stealing up to 2 AP in each of 4 random colors.
Okay.
All right, so you fire the purple before you fire the red. All right. No, you guys know more than me. I don't ever use her. What changed here?
I have no idea. It looks very similar, but I never use her. Like I said, I use her when I had to, and then I just fire her powers and hope for the best. So I don't know.
All right. There you go. Photon, then. What's her other name? Spectrum? Is that it? Photon Spectrum? I think that's right.
That sounds correct.
I think that's her. Monica Rambo, any changes that may have happened in that last discussion that you might recognize? There you go. I don't, because I'm terrible. All right, then, do you have anything else for the news?
Why, no. That seems like it all.
Let's move on, then. This week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Mark, Steven, and Jake, Moon Knight.
All right, let's talk about Moon Knight, the avatar of Kay Honshu, 5-star version. He's green, he's black, and he is purple. The crescent darts cost 10 green AP. Let's see what he's up to now. Destroy a random row while dealing 1,329 damage to the target, and create a 3-turn countdown tile targeting that enemy. While this tile is on the board, whenever that enemy deals damage, reduce that damage by 620, down to a minimum of 1, and deal back 620 damage. That scales up to dealing 13,729 damage, 4-turn countdown tile, which then absorbs 4,263 and sends back 4,263 points of damage. Nightmare, 10 black AP. Deal 5,316 damage to the enemy with the least current health. If that enemy is down, restore 3,101 health, then create 2 strength 133 attack tiles. Otherwise, create 1 strength 44 enemy protect tile for each active enemy. Then deal 1,329 damage to Moon Knight. I don't like any of this. I'm just skipping straight to the end. It's dealing 31,194 damage, 23,183 points of healing, the 892 friendly tiles, and 178 enemy tiles, and 3,579 self-damage. Moon Shadow, 10 purple AP. Count 'em. Create 3 trap tiles that, when matched by the enemy, deal 886 damage, steal up to 2 enemy attack, protect, or strike tiles, and improve them by 111. Passive. Moon Knight cannot be stunned. Whenever an enemy tries to stun Moon Knight, it deals 1,107 damage and steal 2 AP to a random enemy pool. So that ratchets up to, let's see, 7,478 damage and tile improvement of 712. He seems as okay as his 4-star version is. Like, he's pretty straightforward, dealing damage and resisting being stunned. Do you guys have any experience with this character? I do not.
He's okay. He's very middling for a 5-star. I love the damage reduction, return damage power, but it's I don't use him because he's middling.
Best. Yeah, understood. I still haven't figured out his build yet. I don't know. I want to say it's 5-5-3, but I'm not
sure. Ding, ding,
ding. Yes.
The internet says you're correct. 5-5-3.
Thanks, the internet. Every now and again, something about a blind squirrel.
I like the fact that Ray's got the single build in the whole world that is 5-4-4.
Yes, that is true.
it's got just the one vote, and it's Ray.
It's his own vote. Well, that's what Suddy and Zand are. It's 5-star Moon Knight.
Acting, thank you! Hey, and who we got?
This week, we have none other than Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde. So, this week, we are getting things started with none other than Ray.
Okay, so I had some problems with this, because as soon as you type in, like, I try and Google the actor, give me ideas.
Yeah. It's hard to unsee, and then you have to force another character into its spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
Who? I don't even remember who it was, though. It was some character that she's apparently going to be playing, or they wanted her to. I don't. In any case. Oh,
yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say anything. I don't know what you can talk about in this channel.
Right.
So I don't want to get banned from my own show.
So, in any case, I decided I'm not going anywhere near that, and I went a totally different direction. So, here's who I want Olivia Wilde to play. I want her to play an adult Laura Kinney, X-23.
Hey, I don't hate that.
I think she could do that very well. I think that's what fit for me, and I'm sticking with it.
I like it. Yeah. What's it all about, Craig?
I went with her coming in as Domino.
Hmm.
I also like that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've seen a lot of work with her in outside of Tron.
Right.
Right, because, you know, she's Quora.
Right.
So, and I like, you know, the short black hair and stuff she had going on as sure. Quora and that brewing domino.
Hmm. What you got? I like it. So, again, with a little feed forward, I had the same phenomenon that Ray did. So I was like, nope, it's not that. Nope, it's not that. Nope, it's not that. But what it can be, as far as I'm concerned, is I think she will take over the role of Quake in the Marvel Universe.
Huh.
I think I like her as, again, because I also have, she's got Quora hair in my mind as well, even though mm-hmm. I know she doesn't.
Yep.
And classic Quake has kind of a shorter pixie cut look.
Yeah.
And that's my Olivia Wilde Quake.
I could see that because, yeah, my picture of her is, yeah, Quora. So
I get it. Well,
there you go.
I don't know that yeah. I'd replace Daisy Johnson, but sure.
I couldn't even tell you who plays Domino now. So
we've got a multiverse, Ray. They could all be Quake.
That's true. Yeah, did you watch the Loki, right? There's so many splinter timelines at this point. It doesn't know. There's so many variants. All right, Ian, who we got next week then?
Next week.
Not next week, though, but 2 weeks from now.
No show next week. Did we talk about that during the news?
We didn't.
Okay. We'll remind you again at the end of the show that there will be no show next week. But when we do come back on the air, Christina Ricci will be discussed. Christina Ricci.
Yes, Asceticus, there is a show tonight.
Probably.
And it's right now, this moment, being brought to you by Thespify.
Thespify.
Willie, have you got some mail to throw at me?
I do. So let's start off over on the Reddits, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddits. Jeff Duggan, I think, felt bad that we didn't have any comments last week, and he sent me a wall of text.
Ew.
Heyo, indeed.
So, here we go. Our Doctor Who reference. He says, Martha, greater than Amy, greater than Rose, greater than Donna. I agree with a lot of that, except in a different order. But your opinion is totally valid, and I'm not going to argue with you because you put Donna last. He also says, I lost my ability to watch starting with Capaldi, so I can't comment more on recent companions. I don't understand that. Why, you lost your ability? Oh, Capaldi's good.
I did enjoy Capaldi as well.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I mean, it, different, but I thought he was good.
Yeah.
Next, he says, Chiderman is one of the best community nicknames since Gliderman. So, Ian, I don't know if you came up with Chiderman.
I'm gifted. I'll give myself a little pat on the back.
Nice.
Thank you, Jeff. Ugh, I'm back in the show. I'm back in the saddle, boys. Let's do this.
Over the last 6 months, I've been listening to the show, but new to our household dog means that I have not been able to do much playing or commenting. All right, fair enough. I don't think anybody should feel bad that they didn't comment. I do appreciate the comments, but yeah, you get all this stuff going on. I get it. The PvE alongside Quandary rerun was a side effect of trying to do the event another time for the folks who had missed out on it the first time. I don't think it's likely to happen again, but what do I know? That's probably true. I just didn't like having a boss event and a PvE at the same time. It's too much. Like,
yeah, it is too much.
Now granted, I'm a casual player, so that'd be why. We commented apparently on, Craig had to remind me, on Gertrude, who is apparently Arsenic and Old Lace, but he says Arsenic and Old Lace is a fabulously funny movie that would be even funnier if Cary Grant dialed his performance back. He doesn't just go all the way to 11, he goes out to like a 14 when the rest of the cast is hovering around a 7. That said, I still love it. Wow. It's one of my favorite black and white films.
Hey, bring it down for Cary Grant.
Yeah. Personally, I like the boss battles that have puzzles to them, like Galactus, Apocalypse, Thanos, the Sinistix, as opposed to the beat-them-up varieties of Gargantos and Gore. However, Quandary was a bit overscaled. I think I understand that there are plans to act on the feedback, but that there wasn't a chance to do it before they ran the event again. I just look forward to see what they do, unlike Boss Rush. That's fair. I think Quandary did go a little bit too far. I kind of agree with that. Eventually, I got to the point where I'm like, oh, I understand how this works, but getting there was rough. And Jeff's last comment, I took Omega Red, get this, from a 201 to champed level 452 in 65 pulls. That's 12 Omega Reds in 65 pulls. That's a pretty good.
Wow. That sounds solid. Congratulations.
He says, now back to holding until it's time for Peggy to rotate in. Pulled the mythical 500 shards reward as part of it, which was good because the actual cover distribution was 506 before shards. Wow. That's a little rough. All right. Over to Aestheticist, who said the suggestion of using Quake versus Quantry was in the air. I just adopted and relayed it. 4-star players know all this stuff. I never would have thought of it. So I get that, but I heard it from you, so that's who I want to give credit to. Whoever came up with it originally, it really works. So I just wanted to give a shout out and make sure people knew it wasn't my idea. And he also said, I probably had other thoughts while listening to the episode, but I slept since then and they're all gone. Yeah, I understand that. And finally, I got an email from Anergamash who says, sorry, I missed last week's show. Birthday shenanigans were afoot, turning 42 and 248 years old last week. I don't know if that's a reference. 42 and 248. I don't get the reference. Sorry, man. I know that we make references all the time, but other people probably, your age is 248. I'm skeptical again.
Was it the birthday to the Marines again or something? Is it?
Good call, Craig.
There you go.
The Marine Corps birthday. There you go.
Craig's on board.
Number two from Anergamash, Spider-Man India's yo-yo also doubles as a type of bracelet that you can see in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Interesting. I haven't seen it yet. I imagine I will eventually. Three.
Free on the Disney yet?
I think it is. I think I saw it. Well, likely. I saw it. I don't know if it's...
It's on Max. I don't remember. It's about Netflix? Yeah, that sounds even more likely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, if it's free on Netflix, I'll try and watch it this weekend.
Yeah. Yes. I'll try to get on into that.
Number three, rework character request that I submitted was Black Knight, Mr. Sinister, and Gertrude. I agree with all those. They just need it. Yep. Number four, Ian laughing at an ally cracked me up both times that I listened to the podcast. I am glad I am not alone when seeing that wording. Number five, Alexander Skarsgård. And he put the correct spelling with the little, it's not an umlaut, but the little symbol over the A. So I just...
I don't know what that's called.
I don't remember. But anyway, Alexander Skarsgård was superb in Generation Kill, and I can't argue with the trifecta that you guys made. Interesting. Generation Kill. All right. I'm unfamiliar.
Me as well.
Finally, number six, HBO's weird reboot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer was mid, as the kids say. Mm.
That sounds different than the audiobook thing we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never heard of it before I read this comment. He says, I can't help poking Craig a little bit, which I understand completely. I knew nothing about the Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot. So, the HBO show about vampires.
Oh, it's a True Blood joke?
That would make more sense. Hence the poking fun at you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. True Blood was a good show for about a season and a half.
I couldn't get into it.
Then it went way off the rails.
Couldn't do it.
Well, it's weird because you just don't enjoy enough saying the word sucker.
You are
correct. You have to really get into saying sucker.
A backstop!
Well, you got it.
Damn it. Anything.
Sucker.
No. Get to another comment, Ray, quickly. You're our only hope.
Well, that's it. We're out of comments. Thanks, Willie.
Oh, no.
You are doomed.
Suck it.
Suck it.
That's what happens. This is the worst.
All right. Thanks, Willie. Where are we at? Once again, then. I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump. And we just want to
pump.
You are
solid. All right, let's see what's going on in Boosted Land. 3-star Bullseye. That guy's a lot of fun. More damage with purple, more damage with green, and then bigger strike tiles when he gets a killing. Elektra, she's doing some stuff. 3-star one's newer. I forget what she does. Maybe a little red extra damage, black dodging damage. Maybe more tile switching improvements. Hot guy. He does a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to talk about it. Star-Lord. I feel like this one is the one that's the same as the 5-star, so he probably does green AoE and then some healing with his yellow, which will all be boosted. And then, of course, good old 3-star Thanos, who, you know, just like the good 5-star version, but light, kills everyone with his back that he can manage. 4-star characters. What are these guys up to? Drax. Oh, Drax. At least he tries. more black damage. Stronger red damage and bigger strike tiles with the secret weapon. Kate Bishop is boosted. Her blue does a lot of damage. Black does a lot of damage. And some better strike tiles and better damage when those boomerangs hit. Punisher to the max. More green AoE, bigger blue strike tiles, and a lot of punish damage. War Machine, Craig's favorite. Countdowns galore. Dealing more damage, making bigger attack dials, and doing more damage all around. And Winter Soldier. Yes, the Winter Soldier. More damage from his precision shot. The moving target explodes for more damage, as does the detonator. Finally, the 5-stars. Cable. What's Cable up to? He is doing more damage with his plasma barrage and a larger strike tile in with his yellow. Ghost Rider. He's dealing more red damage and dealing more black damage. Good on him. This looks like Jessica Jones. More damage, bigger strike tiles. Her damning evidence does a ton of damage, as always, now even more so. And lastly, Kitty Pryde. She shows up with bigger attack tiles, bigger protect tiles, and way more of her circuit breaker damage. So, let's see. Samurai says, 'tis the season to make terrible decision. I feel like he's expressing his distaste for everybody on the list. I feel like some of them are A-okay, though. Thanos does okay. Kate Bishop's good time. Winter Soldier's manageable. Jessica Jones is pretty good. Kitty Pryde is famously good.
It might just be a reference to that alcoholic Sunday thing that is pictured.
It could be.
It looks like Fireball, really, Cinnamon Nog, and...
Yeah, that's not for me.
No.
But I like that it exists, because someone's going to enjoy that, and then I'll know not to talk to them. Everybody wins. So, yeah, that's who is boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, Ian, pour me out some refreshing. Pop, pop.
Holy smokes. I love it this week. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Because I am going to talk about a group called Billy with an extra L. You guessed it. B-I-L-L-L-I-E.
Oh, and all right.
So these guys threw me a curveball for several reasons. One, they started out as a 6-piece and have grown into a 7-piece, so shame on them. But this track that I picked for them, I listened to it, and I was like, I was into it. I was really digging it, and I was like, uh-oh, let's see what happens. And I went over to their YouTube channel and just started listening to it, and it was like 50% were hits, 50% were like legit bangers, and I was really feeling it. And then they would throw in like these oddball ones that would just totally just, I don't know, they would just descend the vibe in the wrong direction, and I'd be like, darn it, I was really grooving, and you stole it. But some of their music videos are excellent, and it helps to make up for some of their lesser songs. But boy, you know, from my journey into K-pop, thanks to this segment, these guys will be listed amongst my favorites.
So I thought it was interesting. I listened to the song the first time, and I'm like, well, this is different, but I don't think it's for me. And then I got to the end, and I'm like, you know, I want to watch it, listen to it again. And I did. And that's when I picked like the clip that I put in the Discord. But, yeah, I like the fact that it's so different. They don't sound like every other K-pop band.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those were the songs that I was, you know, that I would balk at. Like, I'd be into this, and I'd be into, like, Ring My Bell, and then I'd be like, oh, this feels like it's, you know, end credits for an anime. This is terrible. And then, you know, they'd snap me back with some, like, super awesome video. So, yeah, boy, Billy with too many L's and too many members, but I really got into their catalog just a little bit. I don't know that I'm going to really, I don't know what you call a fan of Billy is, but I'm not going to become one of those, but A-OK compared to what I've heard on this list prior.
You'd have to be like a Billy boy or something, right?
Yeah, got to balance it with something awful. So, Craig, you're going on this journey with me because I will tell you, you went on this journey with me.
Okay.
Today, we are going to talk about none other than Moxie.
Oh, my.
Moxie is one of Coca-Cola's original attempts at a carbonated, caramel-colored beverage.
Wait.
And it is awful.
That's a Coke product? I thought that was like an independent company from backwoods nowhere.
No, Coke, they've been with, I mean, Coke owns them. I don't know if they were always, you know, they could have started out of Moxie and gotten acquired by Coke, but they are currently under the Coca-Cola company banner.
Yeah.
But yeah, we bought that in the hopes that it was going to be some sort of fun old-timey soda, and it was disgusting, dude.
It was horrible.
I mean, I tried to pour booze into it, nothing helped.
No, nothing helped. All right, one thing did help, Ian, because I believe that was the same trip where a friend of ours who happened to bring a board game, which inadvertently made fun of our other friend's wife, and it was hilarious.
Oh, it was just chef kiss. Like, it couldn't have gone better. Like, it was such a low blow, but it was written in. Like, no one, like, just threw it out there to be cruel, but it happened.
It was just organic, and it happened, and it was glorious.
Magnificent. Absolutely. That did help, but golly, that beverage is gross.
Yeah, Weyer says, imagine root beer with a horrific aftertaste. But I would say, imagine root beer without anything good in it.
Yeah. Instead of, like, tasting delicious, imagine it had tasted like medicine. It had a gross medicinal taste, and it was just a bummer.
Yeah, that was nasty stuff. And we bought like, a 12-pack or something? And
of what, that? No, we bought, like, two.
I thought we had bought several for people to try. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. This was also... We couldn't give it away. It was a disaster.
Yeah, I don't know. 15 years ago, so, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Moxie was bad. All right.
Yeah, that's... Oh, sorry. I got distracted by the Jeopardy. I was like, that was Final Jeopardy, like, 2 days ago. And I got it wrong.
Is it 7-Up?
No, it's Coke. Coca-Cola was original in green bottles. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
I also guessed 7-Up. It seemed logical.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnified. Ian, you got Steam open then.
I'm not. Way behind.
Let me get into Puzzle Quest.
It's all on you, Craig. I got to go get my iPad.
Uh-oh. I'm scrolling. Hold on.
All right. I'm updating. I'm doing anything I can.
I'm going to open a few of these. First one is Doug. Polaris. Number 2, Wiccan. 3, She-Hulk. 4, Wasp. 5 is Dazzler. 6 is Shuri. There's a purple. Carnage Miles, Web Warfare. Vulture. Let's just do 10 of these. Agent Venom. And Glider Man. So 1 purple.
Okay.
One out of 10.
Right.
I got 1 4-star. And it's Clea, Sorcerer Supreme.
Okay.
How many you got, Ray?
How many do I have? I have 260, but I'm doing 10.
Good Lord, that's a lot of tokens.
Yes, it is. Let's start off with Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Number 2 is an arrow. Hawkeye, Ronin. Number 3 is Gamora with 400 bonus shards from my Nightcrawler.
Nice.
That's awesome. Number 4, I think it is a Ghost Rider. Number 5 is Kate Bishop with another 100 shards for my Nightcrawler. 6, MODOK. 7 is a purple. It's an Omega Red. Tentacle Whip.
Whip.
Number 8, 8, Deadpool out of bullets. And I got some bonus shards that I clicked past, so I don't know what they were. Number 9 is The Thing, with 50 bonus shards for Omega Red. And number 10, Black Panther. So 1 out of 10. That's about average. I'm good with it. And a lot of bonus shards for Nightcrawler. That's awesome. Trying to get a second champion in Nightcrawler.
Sure. Thanks then to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. We are broadcasting out with many, many other excellent podcasts, all living under one umbrella at the Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Hey, I reached out to our friend Joe and made a special request for him to do, but I don't think he's going to do it. Apparently, somebody has made a movie called The Iron Claw, which is the history of the Von Erich family.
Yeah.
And I said, Joe, you need to review this movie. You and Todd should review this movie. Mostly because I also know that Todd hates wrestling movies.
Oh, nice.
And he said, no, there's no chance he can get Todd to do it, but they might do it on A Todd's Wrestling, which is his other, you know, one of Joe's other shows. So
okay.
So if you listen to At Odds with Wrestling, you will get the review, I think, of the Iron Claw movie. I'm not sure if it's actually out yet or not. I just saw it advertised and immediately thought of Joe and said, Joe, you need to review this movie. Because, you know, it's the Von Erichs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Reminder, no show next week because it's a holiday.
Yes.
We're very, very close there, too. But that's it, I think, for now. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Comment suggestions, please shoot them at Ray via the D3Go forums. They're not called that anymore, are they? The 505 forums, is that what they're called now?
I don't know. I always type in D3 and it takes me there.
So anyway, the new forums.
Yeah, it's five. It is 505Go, but the URL is still d3go.com. So,
okay. Or to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, here in the Discord, shoot an email through our webpage, any of those things that you happen to like. And it's almost, you know, holiday time. Maybe you can buy yourself some stuff on Amazon and we could get some Black Friday deals sent our way. That would be nice. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I move for no man. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.